sometimes, as believers, we may say that under our breath. Well, what's that speak? You know, when we do this thing, and so, what am I getting out of this? What am I getting out of this thing? And so, the title of the message is The Humility of a Servant's Heart. How many of you know a servant who has a heart for Christ would never say, what's in it for me? Amen? They would never say that. That I would never come across. But again, we're not perfect. So every now and then we may say on our breath, what's really in this for me if I do this? What is God going to bless me with if I do this task? So I want to start here by reading in John chapter 13, verses 1 through 5. And it reads like this: here, before the Passover celebration, Jesus knew that his hour had come to leave this world and return to his Father. He had loved his disciples during his ministry on earth, and now loved them to the very end. It was time for the supper, and the devil had already prompted Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had given him authority over everything, and that he had come from God and would return to God. So he got up from the table, took off his robe, wrapped a towel around his waist, and poured water into a basin. Then he began to wash the disciples' feet, drying them with the towel he had around him. Now, Jesus knew that he was going to be betrayed by one. He knew that he would have a disciple to deny him. He knew this. He also knew that all the disciples would desert him for a time. He knew all of this, but yet Jesus still loved his disciples then. He didn't give up on them because he knew it's not. But his love for his disciples, better yet, his love for people, because this is where we as Christians, this is our mandate, to love people. And Jesus loved people so much that he said, you know what? Even though they betrayed me, even though they deny me, even though they desert me, I'm still going to love them to the end. Amen? Amen? And that's something that as believers that we have to get down in our heart. Do we love people to the end? Regardless of what they do, regardless of what they say to us, regardless of how they treat us, will we love them to the end? Because if we don't do that, then we can't say that we have a heart of a servant. Because the heart of a servant loves people. And a servant is going to serve to the end. So the Jesus' love for them was there until the end. He didn't give up on his disciples. Now, a lot of us that have this get them. I will never do anything else for them again. Never. I don't care what they do. They come back and crawl on their knees. Never again. You're going to betray me. You're going to deny me. Desert me. Leave me for dead. But Jesus didn't do that. Verses 6 to 10. When Jesus came to Simon Peter, Peter said to him, Lord, you are going to wash my feet? He's asking God a question. You're going to wash my feet? And Jesus replied, you don't understand. Now that I am what I am doing, but someday you will. So he already knew that Peter didn't understand the purpose of him washing the feet of the disciples. No, he Peter protested, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus replied, "Unless I wash you, you won't belong to me." Amen? You won't belong to me at all. Jesus replied, "A person who has bathed all over does not need to wash except for the feet to be entirely clean. And you disciples are clean, but not all of you." So Jesus was trying to explain to Peter, who was watching. Peter was confused. Okay, so why is the King of Kings washing feet? Why did he choose this task to wash feet? This is a task that was reserved for the slaves in the household. It was customary for them to wash the feet of any guest that came in. This is their custom. They washed the feet. So Peter is confused. "Jesus, why are you washing our feet? I don't understand this." But Jesus, he didn't understand it. He said, in order to be a leader, you first must be a servant. Amen? In order to be a leader, you first must be a servant. In order for us to be a part of any ministry, because we all leaders, part of any ministry, you must first be a servant. If you're not willing to serve, then Jesus says, you have no part. You've got to be able to serve. And washing the feet, as lowly of the task that was, Jesus was saying, it doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter who comes to the church. It could be a person that's in clothes that are raggedy, don't smell right, don't look right. Jesus said, you're still serving. You're still serving. You're still serving them because Jesus is a people person. He loved people. Because God, who is Jesus, loves people. He loves us. Not only loves us, but he loves us unconditionally. Okay, Jesus, I messed up in the past. Did that. Jesus said, "I didn't ask you all that. I didn't ask you that. Did I ask you about your past? What I want you to do is I want you to confess your sin. But I didn't ask you the past. I didn't ask you what you did years ago or why you were in prison for 20 years or 30 years or why these things happened in your life. I'm here to serve you. Regardless of what you have done." So he said, "Peter, in order to be a part of this ministry, you got to want to serve. And serve anybody and everybody." Amen? Verse 11 through 17. "For Jesus knew he would betray him." Talking about Judas. That is what he meant when he said, "Not all of you are clean. All money ain't good money. Huh? All money ain't good money. You got the money to betray Jesus, and then start having regrets. Man, I messed up. I shouldn't have done this. I shouldn't have taken this money. Try to get the money back. That money's dirty. Can't get that money back. You know, and feel so bad that he kills himself because he realized, I messed up. But Jesus knew that one of you all, there, again, as I said in the beginning, he said, one of you all will betray me. He knew it. Because Jesus is God. He knew that it was going to happen. So when he says this, he says that Jesus knew that he knew who would betray him. That is what he meant by not all of you are clean. After washing their feet, he put on his robe again and sat down and asked, "Do you understand what I was doing?" He's asking the question, "Do you understand what I'm doing?" Of course, Peter did, because he was questioning Jesus the whole time. "You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, because that's what I am." Verse 14, "And since I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash each other's feet." Okay, so servanthood, I'll give you an example. Jesus was the master example of a servant. He modeled that way. So he said, "Now that I've given you a demonstration of how this is done, now I want you to wash each other's feet." Amen? So, he said, "I've given you an example to follow. Do as I have done you. I tell you the truth. Slaves are no greater than their master. Nor is a messenger more important than one who sends the message. Verse 17, now that you know these things, God will bless you for doing them." The whole point Jesus is making is to be my disciples, you have to have a heart of a servant. And the heart of a servant is blanketed in love. Do I love people enough to serve? Am I going to have conditions on your service? Because if I am, Jesus says, you have a heart. Because it's not what I've shown you. I took on the role of a slave and washed your feet. Wash your feet. Because you are going to be going out as disciples and minister the word of God. You're going to come across all those people. And it's the same for us. We run across people all the time. Whether it's in church or whether it's out of church. We run across them, individuals that need Jesus. People in this world today are hurting. They are hurting bad. And we have an opportunity as believers to do that. But in order to do that, we have to do this unconditionally. And say, you know what? I'm willing to serve. I'm willing to have the humility. Because that was the lowest task that a person could do. And Jesus did. The King, Lord of Lords said, "I'm going to wash your feet." Because as a servant, you have to be bathed in humility. You have to be willing to do those things that others may not want to do. Or others say, "I will not do." But Jesus was tasking his disciples to do just that. Again, Jesus was the model servant. He modeled the way with his attitude towards the disciples. By washing the feet, and by doing this, he set the standard for ministry. So now we know that it is important. So having the heart of a servant is important. So the question is, are you willing to follow Christ's example? Are you willing to follow the example that Christ set in ministry by washing the feet? Now, I don't mean that literally, but by washing the feet, by taking on the role of humility, sharing the gospel, helping those who need help without saying, "What's in this for me?" Because if that's your attitude, then there's a problem. But again, willing to serve, we got to be able to serve unconditionally, because this is what God expects out of all of us as believers. So I hope that this word is a short word, but I hope this word will resonate in your heart and will let us know that we need to examine ourselves and make sure that we, as believers, are serving in humility and serving in love, whatever across anybody. That is the word for the night. Amen. Amen.
Praise.